Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I got an awesome question this past week from one of the people that I am so lucky to mentor and support. She doesn't want her name to be identified, so we're just going to say Sally. Sally sounds great. But she's one of my favorite people in the SMU crew and Become a Social Media Manager community and in the world. She's incredible. But she asked this question about a client where she's worked for them for several years, and she made a mistake while they were, her and her family were going through some kind of like sickness. And she was like, what do I do? Like, they're so upset. It's the first time I've made a huge mistake or been behind on things. Like, how do I handle this? How do I navigate this? I'm beating myself up. And the biggest thing that I want to share is, like, I've made so many mistakes in my business. I remember one time there was this massive launch that I was working with a pretty well known name on. And this was, oh my gosh, about 3 years ago. And my internet kept not allowing me to finish uploading these campaigns. But the problem is I didn't check to make sure that they were uploaded fully. And so 2 days into this massive launch, I realized like ads aren't running at all. And they're super upset. I mean, they got on a call with me, and I will say they took it too far. And I'm guessing that that may have happened in Sally's case as well. But they took it too far, and they were, you know, yelling at me and saying things like, how dare you call yourself a professional, and taking it to a level that I just don't think is appropriate. And so I was thinking about that situation and how I still sometimes think about that, and how I was really embarrassed because I did make a mistake. But let's be honest, you guys, we all make mistakes. Every single one of us makes mistakes all throughout the day. Like, it happens. CEOs make mistakes. Celebrities make mistakes. Athletes make mistakes. Pastors make mistakes. It happens all the time. And truth be told, when someone overreacts to a mistake, it really has nothing to do with you and that mistake that you made. It has everything to do with their past conditioning, the fear that they have of what people are going to think if they see a mistake going out for their brand or their business. It really has everything to do with their level of emotional maturity and the experiences and the grace or lack of grace that they've been shown throughout their life. And so if someone's really, really hard on you for a mistake, just remember that they have not been shown grace for their mistakes throughout their life. And so that's really a time to really pity that person, but also to realize it's not, truth be told, it's not personal. And so you can really come in with like a sense of kind of security, even if they're freaking out and they're super upset. You have the ability to realize, wow, that person has had a really hard life or business experience if people have always flipped out to this extent, because that's what's been modeled for them. And what I want you to recognize is that in the moment, your only job is to diffuse the situation. It's not time to defend yourself. There's a good chance that that person may apologize later on, which was my experience down the road. The person apologized for being so angry and hostile. But what I want to challenge you to do is to literally let the person blow off steam and don't take any of it personally. Just let it like go past you and just be like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I feel that you feel that way. I'm sorry that this happened. I'm sorry. And just let it be a scenario where you can teach them something from it later on. You may even be able to confront that person or that client down the road. You may discover that you don't want to work with them at all anymore. But the last thing that you want to do is really blow up at the person. And the second to the last thing you want to do, aka something you don't want to do, is also don't beat yourself up about it. Like I said, we all make mistakes. I make mistakes. Big multimillionaires make mistakes. Billionaires make mistakes. Politicians make mistakes. Like, everyone makes mistakes. And so the sooner you realize that anyone who gets upset about a mistake is just pretending like we don't make them, that's not attainable. That's not real life. We're human. I make mistakes in emails, in copy, in judgment calls, even like in a small capacity regularly, I'll make a decision about a particular lead magnet and it won't perform. That's okay, you guys. The truth of the matter is, as long as you are trying your absolute best and continuing to grow and learning from your mistakes, then it's not a failure. It's an opportunity where you learned. And so I want to just challenge you to kind of reframe these situations a little bit. And then the final step is to move on with this new knowledge that you have. Okay, so you made a mistake. What did you learn? Now document what you learned, either in a YouTube video or podcast episode or in your journal if that feels a little more appropriate for you. But really document it so that you won't forget those lessons and so that you don't make those mistakes in the future. It's okay to make mistakes, but try not to make the same mistake twice. Try to build out safeguards and learning and boundaries and ways so that you can make sure that you don't make those same mistakes again by documenting this process here now today. Now, so Sally, I know that you may be feeling a lot of emotions as you go through this experience, but just recognize it's okay. That's a part of life. As long as you learn and process it and then move on from it, it's just that's a human journey, and especially the journey of an entrepreneur. So if you guys are interested in learning a little bit more about working with me in more of a one-on-one capacity or in a group capacity, go to www.clickforlife, which is CLIQUEFORLIFE, clickforlife.com, and fill out the application. If it's the right fit, I would love to work with you and to support you in these types of journeys, these crazy scenarios that we go through. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, guys.